Word, and Lord, we submit ourselves to you and to what your word would have to say to us tonight. I pray that every one of us would learn of your word and learn of the purity of your word. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we're going to look at the use of the word sodomite in the King James Bible. The word sodomite today we would understand, and the people of the world understand it to be equivalent to homosexual, and they've also hijacked the word gay, which at one time meant happy and joyful. A lot of times when we hear in the media and so on the word gay, that has been subjugated or taken over by the sodomites of today. So it is a very serious issue in today's society. It is a very serious area, and we're going to look at what the word sodomite is about in the King James Bible. So we actually see the biblical doctrine of what the world calls homosexuality. So we'll have a look at this, because the Bible's very clear that sodomy is sin, and that people aren't born that way, but it is a sinful act. And let's have a look at sodomite. We're going to be looking at the word sodomite. One with a capital S would mean an inhabitant of the city of Sodom, because there was a city called Sodom at one stage in history until it was destroyed by God in a fiery end. We'll look a little bit at that. And there's also sodomite with a little S, which talks about the people who now and throughout history partake of the sin that was so particular to the city of Sodom. But just to see that it is a city, let's have a look at Genesis 18, verse 26. And this is at the time that Abraham was interceding for Sodom, because the Lord had made known to Abraham that he was going to destroy the city for its sin. Genesis 18, verse 26. It says, "And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And of course, not only could 50 righteous not be found in the city, but not even 10 righteous could be found in the city. And in particular, this was the place where Lot, who was a righteous man, lived in, and that's the city of Sodom. So we see that Sodom was a literal place, and it was filled with sinners, a very sinful city. And we have to understand that the sin of Sodom is spelt out in the Bible and in the King James Bible. So we'll see very clearly what that sin is. We'll come up to that. Let's have a look at Lamentations chapter 4, verse 6, which talks about the sin of Sodom. And that tells us that there is a particular sin that is something we can relate to Sodom itself. Lamentations 4, verse 6. It's just after the book of Jeremiah. Now, Lamentations chapter 4, verse 6. "For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her." Sodom was overthrown by fire coming down from heaven, and we see that the sin of Sodom was punished. So Sodom, the sin of Sodom is very important for us to note, and it was punished. Also look at Isaiah 3 verse 9. Isaiah 3 verse 9. And it says, "The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." So we see the nature of the sin of Sodom. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. A very brazen type of nature. And in fact, that's what we see when the Sodomites come into a greater or higher look, so that people see them in a greater way. They become much more brazen. And we see here, they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. And there is a woe attached to that. So the sin of those in Sodom is defined in the Bible very clearly as being grievous to the Lord, as being something that was not just a small thing, but in fact was quite a large thing. And we see that very clearly in Genesis chapter 13, verses 12 and 13. Let's have a look at that. Genesis 13, verses 12 and 13. Genesis 13, 12 and 13 says, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now we see, in particular, the men of Sodom were pointed out here. And it says they were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. That's something that is a very particular thing, because the Lord basically puts a special judgment on Sodom, as we understand, and we'll see a bit later as well. And that judgment, the judgment of fire, shows that the sin of Sodom in God's eyes was very grievous. And as it says there, that they were sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, the Bible tells us very clearly about Sodomites, and there is a particular commandment concerning that. If you look at Deuteronomy 23, verse 17, we see the commandment. And this commandment is very important to look at, because the modern versions water this down greatly. And in fact, the word sodomite is taken out and replaced. We'll talk a little bit about that later. Deuteronomy 23, verse 17. This is a commandment of the Lord, and we see the type of sin that is involved. And it says in verse 17, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. So we see that it is a sexual sin. It is connected to whoredom, and whoredom is particular with the daughters of Israel there. And it says, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. So there is a clear prohibition against the sin of sodomy. And we understand that God is spelling it out as a sin, and not that people are born that way. Obviously, if people were handicapped and born, that's another thing altogether. But here we're seeing that it's attached to a sexual type of sin. And we see that that the Sodomites clearly practiced sexual sin. If you look at 1 Corinthians 14, 24, we see another word that the Lord uses in conjunction with the word sodomite. 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24. 1 Kings 14, verse 24 says, and there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So we see that once again it's attached to being an abomination. So sodomites were doing according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So the Lord didn't want the children of Israel to partake of this type of sin in any way, shape or form, and in fact cast it out. And we understand that we've already looked at that prohibition that the Lord gave, there shall be no sodomite of the sons of Israel. And we see here that connected with what the sodomites do and did is according to abominations. So we understand that in God's eyes, the sin of sodomy is an abomination. Very clear. Thus, the sodomite sin is sin, not a condition someone was born with. And the philosophy of today is that people are born in that condition, and so therefore they can't help it, and they're of that orientation. God's view of it, and should be our view if we follow the word of God, is that it is sin and to be repented of. Now we can see very clearly, if you have a look in Leviticus 18 verse 22, once again a prohibition which is related to the sin of the sodomites. Leviticus 18 verse 22. A very clear commandment here: thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. And we understand that this is talking about sexual sin here, and the Lord is showing it for what it is, and he's saying it is abomination. You also look at Leviticus 20 verse 13. Leviticus 20 verse 13. It is an abomination that is, in fact, worthy of the greatest punishment. We see in Leviticus 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. So we see clearly that the Israelites did not put up with this particular sin at all, and it had the greatest penalty, the death penalty was put on it. And you can see both of them have committed an abomination. We're going to see that this was exactly the sin of Sodom. We'll look at that in a minute. But we have to understand a particular terminology which the King James Bible uses. If you have a look at Genesis 4 verse 1, and we see the terminology using the word new, K-N-E-W. And it says in Genesis 4 verse 1, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So we see that the terminology here, Adam knew Eve, his wife, meant that he had sexual relations with his wife and she conceived. So that's the terminology that the Lord uses, and talking about sexual relations here. And it's not something that we should be ignorant of. So let's have a look at the sin of the sodomites. Look at Genesis chapter 19. We'll look at verses 1 to 14. Look at the particular sin in more detail. Now that we know the prohibition that the Lord has put against it, we know it is sin, we know it is abomination, and the Bible talks about the sin of Sodom itself. And if we look at Genesis 19, 1 to 14, we'll just work through these verses first of all. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Now, you would be quite clear that, or we should be quite clear that Lot knew very well that to stay in the street of Sodom was a very dangerous thing, particularly for men. Verse 3, and he pressed upon them greatly. So he didn't want them to do that. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, so it's emphasizing, it says even the men of Sodom, okay. So let's read that again. And before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. So there must have been quite a crowd, and you can see it covered the whole of Sodom and the whole of the men in Sodom. And notice what they say in verse 5, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. In other words, that we may have sexual relations with them. So we see what the sin of Sodom was about. So let me read that again. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. And Lot, of course, does not want that to happen. But notice what he says next. And we see here that Lot himself was infected in the way he was thinking. Okay, verse 8 says, Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they unto the shadow of my roof. Now you can see that it was obviously wrong of Lot to offer his daughters to this pack of depraved men. Okay, so we're not saying that Lot was right to do that. But he was so desperate that they didn't have their way with the two, what he assumed were men, that came in to his place, that he was offering this. Verse 9, and they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. So we see that their lust was so much that even when they were blind, they were still trying to find the door. Verse 12, And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy daughter, thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. So you can see that Lot was in quite a compromised position, to the state that even his sons-in-law wouldn't even listen to him as well. If you go down to verses 27 and 20, to verse 29, We can see what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Gomorrah is another city which was just as sinful. Verse 27 of Genesis 19. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. So we see that the Lord, for Abraham's sake, because Lot was a relative of Abraham, for Abraham's sake, the Lord rescued Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah before they were overthrown, before they were destroyed. So we see here very clearly the sin of Sodom, and it's easy to see that in the section of Scripture that we looked at. If we look at Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, we notice once again the prohibition that God has concerning this type of sin. Romans 1, 26 to 28. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise all the men, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. So we see that this sin, this lust, is error. And verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, and it goes on to other areas. So we see that people who get into this sin are given over to a reprobate mind, particularly as they make the decision not to retain God in their knowledge. In other words, they reject the clear biblical instructions against this, and there are even some so-called churches which ordain sodomites, but you see, that's not true ministers. Okay, we understand that if you are a biblical minister, you have to hold to the Word of God. Now, one thing that I just want to point out before we finish tonight is that the modern versions really water down this doctrine. Let's look once again at what the King James Bible has to say in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17. And we've already seen that it's not just in one verse that this prohibition is, but it's in several verses. But if you just look again at what we looked at before, Deuteronomy 23, verse 17, I want you to be looking at it. I'll first of all quote the King James Bible verse here, and then I'll read out to you what the New International Version foolishly says in that verse. So we're looking at Deuteronomy 23, verse 17, and I'll read it out. This is from the King James Bible, the pure Bible. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. So that's very clear, isn't it? A sodomite, obviously, one who partakes of the sin of Sodom. I mean, that's very clear. But what does the... what does the New International Version say? Well, this is, I'll read it out, and you can be looking at what the King James Bible says as I read it out. And this comes from the New International Version. No Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. So we see very clearly here that there is a great watering down here. Because people can say today, well, we don't have shrine prostitutes, so we're not going against that verse. There's no shrine prostitutes in Australia, so we're not going against that verse. But you see, what the New International Version has got there is completely wrong and is not the Word of God. The King James Bible, as it says in verse 17, is the Word of God concerning the whores and the sodomites. Also, have a look once again at what the King James Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24, and I'll read out then also what the New International Version says, and I'm reading out what the New International Version says just so that you can see how the modern versions have watered down this Bible doctrine. And this is only two verses out of several I could bring up. 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24. Because the whole reason we're looking at all of this is to get the correct doctrine. And the King James Bible, because it's pure, has the correct doctrine on all things that it touches on. 1 Kings 14, verse 24. Notice what it says here in the King James Bible. And there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now, just cast your eyes over that whilst I read out what the New International Version says here. The New International Version says, there were even male shrine prostitutes in the land. The people engaged in all the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. Once again, this is not a prohibition on what the world calls homosexuality, what we biblically call sodomy. It's not a prohibition on that, it's just a prohibition in their version on male shrine prostitutes. And people could be reading that and say, well, we don't have male shrine prostitutes. You know, they could be saying, well, I'm in a loving relationship. But we have to understand the prohibition that the Lord has put on the sin of sodomy, and it's a very serious thing, a very serious sin, a very serious judgment comes upon that sin. Thus, we can see the modern versions water down the sin of sodomy just as they water down the judgment of hell. For example, in the New International Version, the word hell is completely taken out of the Old Testament, even though several times the word hell is used in the Old Testament of the King James Bible. So we see the modern versions take away a judgment, and they water down sin, not just in the sin of sodomy, but many other sins as well. And I want to leave us with those thoughts tonight, and that we praise the Lord that the Bible is very clear in this area, because it is an area that is quite murky to those who are not of a biblical mind. And but in God and in the Bible, it's very clear for us to hold on to and to understand. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your clear word, and we thank you that you show and cast light on what is darkness in the world. But Lord, we thank you that we have your word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that we may think as you do and think along the lines of your word constantly. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We thank you that we are growing in you, growing in faith and growing in the knowledge of the Word of God and the knowledge of Christ. Help us all, Lord, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.